The drop in birth registration rates happened because during the Ebola virus outbreak, most health facilities were closed or not functioning at their maximum capacity. And people were afraid to bring newborn children, as you can imagine, to health facilities because people were afraid if you went to a health facility, you're going to get Ebola. So that was one of the reasons why there was such a drop.
Was there also a drop in birth by itself?
Honestly, we can't tell because we don't have any records. A lot of births happened at home. Most of the births probably happened at home during the Ebola time, and there's no way to know whether there was a drop or not. Anecdotal evidence, what we're hearing, is that actually there seems to be an increase in fertility rates, looking at the number of people coming to deliver in health facilities now, but we don't have accurate data. We couldn't say one way or another.
What are the risks for the children who are unregistered?
Well, the risks to the children are they don't exist. If you weren't recorded as a birth, then you don't exist. You're not protected. You're not a legal citizen of Liberia or whatever country that you're in. There's a risk of trafficking. And for social services to get your identity documents, you know, if they wanted to, when they're older, of course, if they wanted to get a passport or travel, you can't because you can't get travel documents. And there's also a risk for the government in not knowing how many citizens they have and where they are. It's difficult to plan for health services. It's difficult to plan for education system. How many schools do you need with how many classrooms? How do you plan for teachers? If you can't forecast that because you don't know how many births you had, it makes it very difficult for the government as well.
Okay, and last question, how is the UNICEF helping now?
So in the past, we had helped by providing the registration books, the papers to print the certificates on. Other organizations had provided computers, etc., and really organizing the system. And what we're going to do this time is to just help with the campaign, with the logistics, with some of the supply and outreach efforts, to do a national campaign to get people back into the habit of registering their children. I mean, we were only at 25% before Ebola started, though that was up from a 4%, but we really want to reach all the children. So it's going to be a campaign method where we'll be messaging on radio, keep working through community leaders, and making sure that every child gets registered.
How many children do you intend to reach?
Well, hopefully all the 70,000 children that were born during the Ebola outbreak who weren't already registered, and then all the new births in this year, which if you look at the past year's numbers should be around, you know, in the 80, well, over 80,000, it would be like 100 and something thousand children.